One of the things I love about the Bible is when you believe the Bible's message about itself, that it's perfect, that it's without error, and that's your baseline as you read the Scriptures, then I have found that every one of these so-called contradictions, when you really begin to look closely and fairly, that there are answers, there are solutions to these so-called contradictions.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian Truths in an Increasingly Secular World.
Well, welcome again to another episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott. We'd really like for you to join us in this conversation. So as you have questions or concerns, or maybe topics you'd like to propose, just leave that in the comments section or send us an email. Now remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. So if you'd like more information about how you can help us produce this podcast week after week, just go to our website, straighttruth.net. Our next question has to do with really two passages of Scripture. And what they present to us seems contradictory, but is it really contradictory? So the two passages of Scripture, 1 Timothy 6:13 to 16. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Okay.
And then Exodus 24:9-11. But the gist of it, in 1 Timothy, Paul says, I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, whom no man has seen nor can see. And that's also in the book of Exodus, too. God says, Moses, no one can see me and live, when Moses has to see his glory. He would die instantly if you see the full glory manifestation of God. So Moses even just gets to see the after effects of God.
Right.
Right. Not even, we say his back, but it's really just what was just there.
Right.
That's kind of how it's spoken. So in Exodus, Moses goes up to the mountain, Mount Sinai, that is. Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and some of the elders go up. And Exodus 24:11 says, and they saw the God of Israel. But the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay on his hand. They saw God, and they ate and drank. So apparently describing the scene at Sinai, the people see God in some sense. But then Paul says, God says to Moses, no one can see me. So the question is simply, how do we understand these verses? And there are things like this all over the Old Testament and New Testament. How do you understand them? You know, they're truly true, but in one sense are they true when it seems that they're contradictory?
They saw God to the extent that God wanted them to see him, but they didn't see him in all of his fullness.
Mm.
God manifested his presence in a way that was tangible to them. They were aware of, but it wasn't the full revelation of who he is. And so that's my answer. They saw him, but they didn't see him in the sense that he speaks of when he says that no one can see him and live, that no one has seen him. God is not contradicting himself. In fact, later in Exodus 33, in verse 17, and the Lord said to Moses, this very thing that you've spoken I will do, for you've found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. And Moses said, please show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, you referred to this earlier, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. So God, on these occasions, it's not inaccurate to say they saw God. They saw a manifestation of God's presence, but only what God allowed them to see, what they could see and live, what they could see and go on existing. But they didn't see God in his essence. They didn't see God in the fullness of what would have meant their death. So God limits the manifestation he gives them of himself.
Yeah, and there are clearly statements in these texts that are intended to be interpreted either metaphorically or some other way. God tells Moses, or after Moses dies, there's no one whom God knew face to face like he did his servant Moses.
And yet he says that you can't see my face.
Exactly, can't see my face. So obviously there's something else going on there. Even Nadab and Abihu and later Isaiah chapter 6, they get this grand vision of God, but what they describe is the ground. Like they see the smoke, even in that Exodus passage, the bricks under his feet were lapis lazuli, blue colored, you know, bricks. They're not really looking up and seeing the full manifestation of God. So we need to understand these things in context, right?
Absolutely, Josh. This is exactly right. One of the things I love about the Bible is when you believe the Bible's message about itself, that it's perfect, that it's without error, and that's your baseline as you read the scriptures, then I have found that every one of these so-called contradictions, when you really begin to look closely and fair-mindedly, there are answers.
Right.
There are solutions to these so-called contradictions. So I think it's a good opportunity to encourage people who are listening to us to start with that as your baseline. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. Mm-hmm. So if it seems to contradict itself to me, mm-hmm. what is an explanation for this? Is there a way to reconcile this?
Yeah.
And then there are reasonable, not forced, not dishonest ways of trying to reconcile. There are honest ways to reconcile what seems to be a contradiction mm-hmm. when you first read it.
Yeah, and we know from the text and also from church history, orthodoxy, that God is spirit, he doesn't have a body like man, but we see God clearly in the face of Jesus Christ, Paul tells
yes.
us. So if we are saying, how does one see, has anyone seen God and lived? We can say, well, there are people that see Jesus face to face and saw him face to face.
Yeah, well, even when Moses asked for God to reveal his glory, God proclaims his name.
Yeah, for sure.
So when we think about the glory of God, I mean, the glory of God is who God is. It's his character, as well as we're thinking now about physical manifestations of God's presence. But we see God's glory in the face of Christ physically, but we also see God's glory in the person of Christ in terms of his character and his life.
Mm-hmm.
You see the love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the holiness of God, the power of God on display in the life of Jesus. In that sense, we've seen the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the sense that God means when he says, no man has seen me and lived, we haven't seen him mm-hmm. in that sense.
Yeah. And it's beautiful, Jesus being the image of the invisible God. And on this point of seeing his face, it's so nice to think the last chapter in the Bible describes the people of God now in God's presence with Jesus and the Spirit. And the Bible says specifically, and they shall see his face.
Mm.
It's the face specifically that's mentioned. So all these statements before, no one can see God and live.
Mm.
But we're all ultimately leading towards this moment where we see the face of Jesus Christ. We see God clearly.
He will be our God. We will be his people. And we will live forever in his presence.
Right.
And in that we rejoice.
Yeah, amen. Good. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you've made an observation or have a question related to this episode, just leave that in the comments section below. And be sure to go to our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find a host of information, including links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like it and share it with family and friends. Lastly, go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. Now remember, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.